Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich savings plan.
Drive Time on RTÉ Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Musicians and stage crew working in Dublin City Centre have said they're fearful of leaving gigs late at night following a series of violent attacks in the capital. The spokesperson from the Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland, or MEAI, is Rebecca Cappuccini, and she joins me now. Rebecca, you're very welcome to the programme.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on the show. Very privileged to be able to talk about the issues that we're currently
facing. It's a big issue for performers and musicians, I'm told. It has been for a while, Rebecca, has it?
Yes, we've been highlighting this for quite some time. So we've had meetings with the Lord Mayor, and we've also highlighted it at different meetings regarding like extending night licensing.
And what were you telling the Lord Mayor and Gardaí, I believe, as well?
Yeah, well, we're trying to explain that performers feel very unsafe in the city centre of Dublin. This has been going on for quite some time. So whether it be buskers feeling like they have to shorten their hours of performances in order to not get robbed, or actual performers who want to go into venues for pre-booked gigs who are hurling around very expensive equipment that could get stolen or damaged, or they just feel unsafe themselves. So I can only imagine if people that we represent feel unsafe, the large public feels unsafe as well about attending nighttime.
And you're out late at night, obviously, after gigs and so on. Did you get in contact with the Lord Mayor in Gardaí because musicians were being attacked and they were relaying their stories to you? Or was it the media coverage of what you were seeing?
No, it was actually because members of our association got in touch with us.
With what stories?
We kind of like to keep anonymity to what people tell us, but if we're getting in touch, it's because people that are part of our membership and the association itself are getting in touch with various stories, anything from buskers being robbed of their daily or the equipment being at risk or feeling unsafe. A lot of people with disabilities also feel very, very unsafe within the parameter of Dublin City at this current moment.
Okay, so violent attacks then, I suppose.
Well, violent attacks are definitely one of the possibilities, but even just feeling vulnerable or not feeling like your equipment is safe, which means your livelihood and how you actually make your money is unsafe.
And has it got worse recently, Rebecca?
Now, you see, that really is something that I find very difficult to answer. It's definitely something that we've been raising for quite some time and doesn't seem to have changed or shifted. But whether it's got worse or not really comes down to a personal opinion. Like, I can't say that it's gotten worse, because in my experience as a person, it's just the same. But perhaps different people might find that it has gotten worse over the last while.
Okay. So what were you asking then, the Gardaí and the Lord Mayor at those meetings?
Well, I mean, there's so many possible answers and solutions, but one of the main things would obviously be Garda visibility. I mean, a lot of people, as I've been talking today, have been suggesting that a lot of youths are out antisocial behaviour. To me, then, the easiest solution is to provide the youth of today with better facilities like youth centres or skate parks or somewhere where they could actually harness their own creativity and not be so destructive. Because unfortunately, we've all been young once. We know what idle hands do. So that would be one of my suggestions as a solution to a problem.
We've spoken about the use of drugs and abuse of alcohol on this programme recently, and I just wonder, is that a factor in all of this, in your opinion, this violence and antisocial behaviour?
Well, obviously, it probably is. I mean, the use of alcohol and drugs all stems from people feeling lost or having trauma of their own that they're unable to deal with, in my opinion. So all these things link in together, you know?
Okay. Rebecca Cappuccini, spokesperson for MEAI, or Music and Entertainment Association of Ireland. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the program.